Our main message here is that we are appealing to the government of Kenya to reconsider its decision to end its hosting of refugees, which it has been doing now for over 25 years. And we're just asking the government of Kenya to avoid taking any action that could be at odds with its international obligations and to continue protecting hundreds of thousands of refugees living on Kenyan territory.
So you say hundreds of thousands, and in fact 600,000 from your press release. Where are these people from? Where will they go?
That's right. So most of the refugees in Kenya are Somalis, but there's also a significant South Sudanese refugee population living in Kenya right now. The majority of the South Sudanese are in Kakuma camp in the northwest, and the Somalis are in Dadaab.
So they have no chance of going home because there's civil war and ongoing fighting in South Sudan, and the Somalis, they are facing violence as well and persecution. So do you have any sense of when this decision by the Kenyan government might be enacted to close the camps?
Indeed, the situations in both Somalia and South Sudan are critical, and the refugees cannot be returned there. We don't have at this point a sense of when this decision, if it is implemented, will come into effect. So we're very much hoping that the government of Kenya will continue to offer all the generosity and protection it has offered for the past 25 years to these refugees.
Is UNHCR talking to the Kenyan government for any other kind of way to integrate these refugees? Because as you say, they are really well away from the urban centres. Perhaps there's a sense from the Kenyan government, I don't know, that they're just not getting anywhere.
We are. Our Kenyan office is in touch on a regular basis with the authorities, generally speaking, but also on the statement that was issued last Friday, more specifically. So as you know, there's different ways of providing a durable solution to the plight of a refugee, and that could include voluntary return to their countries of origin. But the issue there is that it has to be voluntary and has to be done in safety and dignity. Another option is local integration inside the country, in this case, Kenya. So we are in discussion with the government of looking at ways of developing settlements in Kenya that would benefit both the refugees and the local population.